Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt, es ist Zewache mit Perik Ches Mischne Vav. Damschen ist Arab im Eim. Here we have not Karbonis that got mixed up, not limbs of Karbonis that got mixed up. Rather, we have the blood of a carbon that was mixed with water. Im Yesh bei Maradam, it was still looks like blood, it has an appearance of blood, then kosher. It's kosher to do the sprinkling with it. The Batanura says this is bidafka, that the way this mixture happened is that the water fell into the dam shel kachin. But if the dam fell into the water, then we say as it falls in, it becomes bottle. And even if it does have the appearance of dam, it will still be pasul. Vaidra says the mission is art of biyayin, if the blood of a carbon got mixed up with red wine. And now we have a real problem. I can't tell by the color because the color of both the blood and the wine are red. Zakta Mishnah, I have to estimate. If this wine were water, so we have to judge it. Would it still look like blood or not? If I know how much wine is here, and I make a cheshem that had this wine been water, it would still look red, then it's kosher. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Nisarev bedam behema, oy bedam chaya, if the blood of a carbon got mixed up with the blood of a behema. A behemoth is like a sheep or a cow. That is chulin. That is not a carbon, the Batanura explains. Oy bedam chaya, or with the blood of a chaya. Now here you don't have to say chulin by a chaya. Because every chaya is chulin. There's no chaya that's kosher for the mizbeach. There are chayas that are kosher, like a deer. But there's no chaya that's kosher for the mizbeach. So by a behemoth, you have to say chulin because a behemoth could be kachim or chulin. But by a chaya, we know it's chulin. Zakta Mishnah, Royan Isekilahu Moyim. We view the blood of the Chulin Behema or of the Chai as if it's water. Had this been water, would there have been enough blood from the Kasher Behema that it still looks like blood? Then it's Kasher. And this is true, says about Tanura, even if in quantity there's more Pasla blood than Kasher blood. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Now, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which is Negeya many in Yonim and Shas, that mean b'minoi does not become bottle. Two things of the same type, one is not mevatel the other. Even a tiny drop in a big keli, even if there is so little kosher blood here, that had the pasla blood been water, you would not be able to tell that there's blood here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still kosher lizrika. Why? Because of this halacha. I know that there's kasher blood here. So there's a lot more other blood. It doesn't bother me. Dam is not mevatel dam. One mean is not mevatel the same type. Right, what about the water? What about the pasul of blood that's going up on the mizbeach? So Mefarshim explained, we're not putting it up l'shem carbon. It's not a problem. So again, blood that got mixed up with water, if it still looks like blood, it's kosher. If it gets mixed up with wine, so we have to imagine, had that wine been water, would it still look like blood? Would it still have the appearance of blood? If it gets mixed up with the dam behema of a chulin or with dam chaya, same thing. Had that been water, would it still look like blood? If that's the case, if there's enough over here to give it the appearance of blood, there's enough kosher blood, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says even more, even if there is so much pasul, that had it been water, you wouldn't be able to see any dam. It's still kasher, because the rule is, ain dam mevatel dam. The tiniest drop of kasher blood doesn't become bottle in another mixture of blood, because min b'minoi does not become bottle. What is the svara to say? In other words, why do we say this, that min b'minoi does not become bottle? So the Ran, in Masechtas Nedarim, gives us the following yesod, but it's a very geshmaka rule. And it's good to know, because, like we said, this appears many times in Shas. I want to give you a muscle. If I have a drop of blue paint, and it gets mixed up in orange juice. Ooh, you don't want to drink that orange juice, right? But let's say it's an ounce of blue paint that gets mixed up in 30 gallons of orange juice. Nah, I'm not telling you to drink it, Chas v'Shalom. Well, lemaisa, even if by mistake someone does, it probably wouldn't be dangerous. Because there's such a stira between the blue paint and the orange juice that the overwhelming amount of orange juice totally makes the drop of blue paint non-existent. It gets broken up into such tiny little pieces. You don't see it. You don't smell it. It's not here. But blue paint, a drop of blue paint, let's say that falls into a gallon of blue paint. Can you say the drop of blue paint is not there? There's no theory. There's no contradiction. What makes it not being there? A drop of oranges that falls into 1,000 gallons of oranges. Can you say that the first drop is not there? It got broken up? No, it's there. In order for something to become bottle, there has to be a contradiction. That's the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says, mean b'minai, two of the same mean, can't become bottle. Bottle, the concept of bittle, means the two things are opposite each other. The overwhelming amount makes the little amount non-existent. Without a stira, without a contradiction, that's not possible.